Sweetest friends, this year should be a special schus for my beloved friend, Rav Jeremy Warnick Shlita, who is the inspiration behind these shiurim, together with his very special brother-in-law, Rav Mikey Mitnick. It should be a schus for them. Lebracha v'atzlacha b'chol ma'aseh yedeihem. We're going to be learning b'siyata d'shmayis v'asemis parashas Tezria. For the kapara of the mitzora, he brings an eitz erez, cedar tree, ezov, shnitolas, hyssop plant. So Rashi brings Divrei Chazal that this ezov, this low plant, symbolizes what's low in the tzomeach, what's very low in the world of what sprouts, and the erez, the fact that he brings a cedar tree, that is supposed to symbolize that he is high, that he is exalted. As it says at the beginning of Parashas Mitzora, V'Dibrei Hashem al Shemor, Zosti HaTorah Tzimitzor B'yom Tarasso, V'Uvel HaKoyin, V'Tziv HaKoyin, I'm skipping, V'Lokach Lamatar Shtei Tziporam Chayos Tahoros, V'Itz Erez, U'Shni Tolas, V'Ezov, Siva Kohen, B'Shachat, so he takes these three things. You shecht one bird, El Kli Cheres, to a earthenware pot, Al Maim Chaim, on flowing waters, and then you take the living bird, and then you put it, and the Eitzer Shnitolas in Ezov, and you dip it, and the living bird, in the blood of the dead bird, the tzipor hashchuta, al mayim chayim. Rashi says, al mayim chayim, nosein osam tchila, bakli, first you put them in the kli, so you have the kli with the mayim chayim and the dam, of the tzipor hashchuta, and you dip in the tzipor hachaya, the eteres, the shnitolas, and the ezov, and then you sprinkle it on the one who's being metarmen at saras, seven times, and then you send the living bird out onto the field. So you have this high tree, and then the low tzomech, the low plant, teaches you that the reason the person got the nega in the first place is because he had gaiva, that's symbolized by the eight erez. And then you have the shnitolas, the ezov. The ezov teaches you that he should be mashpil himself, that's the takana. Frek the Heilige Rebbe, Lama Eitz Erez, Eitz Al HaKapara, Shezeho Ra'al Mashachata V'Kilkel. Now that we're in the world of Tikkun, why are we bringing the Eitz Erez for the Kapara? This teaches us that he messed up. We don't want to be taught that he messed up. We don't want this, that he messed up. We're in the world of Kapara now. We are not in the world of Kilkel. And for this Vasemazaki, Ashilfus Sarach Lyosa Ideze Atzmosh and his Gosh, Sarach Leda, Avshi, Mashihush and his Gov, and Idmelosh, Ishlod his Ghost, Harayu Shofel Kitolas Mamish. Kikol Rotson, Mea Shem Yisbarach, Lagiel as a Leda, Kia Komimenu Yisbarach, Kishachos as a Hevel. So we have to know that a person has milus, but he still has to reach shiflus. How does he reach shiflus? How does he reach a low place? Through this, that he was misgoy. That he has to know that even though he is what he is, when he has gaiva, when he has this arrogance, this haughtiness, and it seems that he has what to be gaivadik about, then he's shuffle kitolas. So in other words, you bring the Eitz Erez to tell you that this is how to get to Shiflus. You get to Shiflus through the fact that you are Mizgoy. If you think you have what to have Gaiva about, that makes you low like a Tolas. So how do you get to being low as a Tolas? The thought of Gaiva brings you low like a Tolas. Because the whole Ratzon of Hashem is to know that it's all from Hashem. And when you don't have that, it's all Hevel. So you bring them together, it's teaching you how to get to Shiflus. think of being a Baal Gaiva and then realizing how silly that is. Because it's all from God anyway. What do we have? In 1 second it could be taken away. And every second we have it, it's given to us. Say that God is magbia shvalim and he's mashpil geim. Frekt simchabunim. Since he's magbia the shuffle, since he raises the one that's low, magbia shvalim, why is he mashpil the geim? Why does he lower those who are high? The point is magbia shvalim, to raise those who are low. Why does he lower those who are high? Ach, shemagbia shfalim, sheyishar shafel afshehu mugba. He's magbia shfalim, he raises the low, that they should remain low even after they are elevated. In the Likutei Harim of the grandfather of the Sfasemes, in Parshas Tzav, he says as follows. What's the point of being mashpil the gay, of lowering the one who's high, if he's going to end up raising the one who's low? In the end, he's going to be high anyway. What does it mean, magbia shvalim? The point is that God raises the one who's low, he should remain low even after he's raised. So yes, God placed us in a high place, but we are essentially low, and that's what we have to realize, that it's only God who's placing us there, but we in essence on our own are low. So that's the point. When a person is low, when a person is high, God has to lower him. And he gets to the point of being low, even after God elevates him, he still realizes that he's low. It's just that God raised him. And there also in Tehillim on page Tesvav and Dibur Maschel Aramimcha, Barab Rabuni Mipshischa Omer Mashpil Geya Magbiya Shvam Agev Kshemashpil Anos Anishar Geya. The Geya, even when they lower him, he remains a Geya, he remains a Baal Gaiva. And so God has to lower him, but he's still going to try to hold forth that, present that front of being great. But the shuffle, afshimakbiyam also, nishar shuffle. The shuffle, even after they elevate him, remains a shuffle. In the Aras of the Sfasemisim B'nei Bina, brings another few sources about this, Ayin Sham. So we'll continue in this Sfasemis. V'zeh. When, if you're raised, and you know it's from God, you are raised with this yediyah. As it says, Al yishal lachocha mechochmaso, v'yishal gibur begvurosoi, v'yishal shir ba'oshoi. Don't have pride that you're smart, that you're strong, that you're rich. Kim bezos yishal amishal haskil v'yado oisi. You know, you should have gaiva about, so to speak. You should feel good that you know God, because you know it's God elevating you. V'chein mashpil geyim, zok the Rebbe, ki al yidei yageyus harei shafel. He lowers what's high, because through being high, he's shafel, ki nichrus misherish achiyus. Because if he's high, he's low, because then he cuts himself off from the source of life, shenei b'mocholim lader, because God can't live in the same place as a Baal Gaiva. So therefore, when he's high, God has to lower him. Because through this geyus, he's cutting himself off from God. And also, shteitin zohar, parshchai sorah, mandu urav, uzoyer. If you're great, you're really small, you're cutting yourself off from the source of life, from the source of greatness. But if you're small, you're large, then you're connecting to the source of greatness. V'chen mishiyodea shakom e'ashem izbarach, v'dovuk b'shar shachiyus harei urav. And somebody who knows that everything is from God and he's clinging to the source of life, he's great. We're not supposed to be an anav through false imagination. Moshe Rabbeinu, known Kabbalah and Zohar, is called Das. Moshe do roze de Das. Moshe is the secret of Das. Moshe is Das. So what's Pshat? Moshe is anav me'od. He's the humblest of all. But Moshe Rabbeinu, he knew he was a superstar. You don't get chosen as the leader of the Jewish people. That would actually be a hotzas lazan Hashem, that Hashem is choosing a loser to be the leader of the Jewish people. Moshe Rabbeinu knew that he was a superstar. Elama, he knew that it was all from God. He knew it was all Michius Hashem Yisbarach. So he realized that he's pashut garnished. He's garnished on his own, independently, he's garnished. That's anava. Gaiva is knowing that God gives you everything. Holy gaiva, gaiva to kedusha, the correct attitude, is to know your milas, know you're great, and know that it's God giving it to you, and therefore it's not about you, it's about God. God gave you this talent. You didn't do anything. You were born with it. You developed it. God help you develop it. I had a monkey. Try to get a monkey to write a poem. Try to get a monkey to trade stocks, to have a hedge fund, to be a neurosurgeon. Can't do it. Put him in school for 1,000 years, but a person can. It's in the chiyus of Hashem. Im kein af bevade yesh b'chol magvoid in akudim in adam ba'atzmai v'hu ha-rotzen. Yeah, we have rotzen. Kom ken nigrim zel adam klal eide kam yesh b'avadosa mi'atzim ha-kom ha-shem yisbarach v'chichol izgaz ma'ashen. Yeah, we have the rotzen. But in the end, without God, we're nothing. V'ageyus atzim v'simen shu shofil b'emes v'zeh ha-remes. And that's pshat. If a person's high, then they're really low. And that's why you have these low plants, that they come together. It teaches you that if you're high, then be'emes you're low. And what's the tikkun? The tikkun is to understand that. To understand that if you're high, you're really low. And then you stop being high. You stop being baal gaiva. That's the tikkun. To know how low it makes you. People think that they brag and people are impressed. Oh, I did this and I did that and I'm so great. And we know that behind their backs we snicker. They think they're being great and they're showing off how great they are and everyone's so impressed. But it's not impressive at all. No. Big Yisod and Avodas Hashem. In the Medrash it says, Ochar v'kedem sartani, on the Pasuk, Ochar v'kedem sartani, behind, in front, you created me. Rabbi Yochanan says that if a person zoicha, we tell him, Atah kedamta l'chol ma'aseh bereishis, you preceded all ma'aseh bereishis. And if a person's not zoicha, they say to him, a yatush, a little mosquito, yes, those mosquitoes that drive us absolutely berserk in the summer, preceded you. So you see that man has a bechina of achor and of kedem. On one hand, we for zeiche we're before all my sibereshes kedem. On the other hand, we're achor. If we're not, then we say that in the order of creation, a yatush preceded us. So he's saying the musaf Shabbos Rosh Chodesh. Ato yatzarto elomcha mikedem. You created your world from the start. Kamashkosav maral, next shtickle. Like the maral says, b'chol dover yesh chomer v'tzura. Everything has chomer and tzura. Gvurus Hashem perak and vav, kolan and tzkin and tzoyim b'chlal. Yesh lem shnei dvar machomer v'tzura. Vram zuchom dover zeh ba'omram. Kol ma shabara kadosh baruch hu v'olam v'zorcha v'nekeva b'ram. Ki hazorcha v'atzura v'nekeva v'achomer dover zeh yaduv v'netzor olam shenu v'chomer. So everything is made of chomer and tzura. Tzura is the pnimius. Tzura is the spiritual form, and the chomer is the physical form. So vatzura pnimius vul bechinas kedem shkosav medrash zocha omer mata kadamta lemaisa bereishis. So that's what preceded maisa bereishis. That's if a person zocha, he's told that he preceded maisa bereishis.
So
in the world of spirituality, we were first. We were the Iker. The spiritual part of creation is the Iker. So we have to go to the world of Kedem. The beginning is the Ruchnius of the world. That's where that's what we have a part of. If we're zoch and we connect to that world, then we proceed in ma'aseh bereishis. When you talk about the physical form of man, that already was only afterwards. That's the achor, that's the last. It's like when you put a stamp on a paper and you stamp, if you look at the stamp where from the source, it's backwards. And then when it goes on the paper, it's frontwards. So that's man. Man has two sides. You can be backward, you can be in the back, you can be all the way at the end, you can be achor. Or, if you're done properly, then you go to kedem, then you go to what's beginning. Because you have to be davuk b'tzura. Shadim davuk b'chomer gashmius achron b'emes. When you're davuk in the chomer the gashmius, you're really last. When you're in the world of physicality, you're last. V'yatush kadamach. A person thinks he's a fast runner. A cheetah can beat him in a race. When you're in the world of the body, the animals can do much better. A person thinks he's big and strong. Try fighting with a bear. Ki nivra lios davuk b'tzura. Because we were created to be davuk, to cling to the tzura, to our spiritual form. V'yadam mamshich neshama. Libno, a person's mamshich on a neshama to his son. Vahim elam elyon, and this is from the higher world. Vahareish was kashus bepnimius, and it's connecting to the world of pnimius. Again, Rav Tzvasem says all saturated in Kabbalah. We're just translating words. Aideisha machnis kolaratzam adas beemis yesh bekoichol is lidovik besherish elyon lahavi is chachus. If your machnis, all of your ratzon, all of your das beemis, you can be dovik besherish elyon. And you can come to the world of Ischachas. So we know that this world is a world is no chiddush. It's always the same thing again and again. Shana. Shonet, to repeat, it just repeats himself. But if you're in the world of Ruchnias, if you're in the world of the moon, Ischachas, Achodes Elechem, the Jewish people, you can come to the place of Ischachas. Above the sun, the Gemara says, there is Ischachas. This is a parish Hamedrish. Achor v'kedem esedil me'rachok, echshish dveikus la'odam, b'sheresh ha'ne'elam. That's Esa Dei Lemei Rachok. I will lift my das to what is far, E of Gimel. So it says Esa Dei Lemei Rachok HaZivug Nikra Das. Zivug is called das, and one is with his wife, that's called das, intimacy. As it says V'odem Yodas Chavi Ishto V'tzichem Lahalos HaZivug Lios. It says in the Likutim Tazriah Chesam Beis Dibar Masel Esa Dei that a person has to be male the zivuk to be dovuk b'sherish elyon. Leida ki aydei zeh Hashem Yisbarach shaleh HaKadosh Baruch Hu shaleh ha-neshama. So this Fasemis is telling us that during the time of the zivuk he has to bring down the neshama, and a person has to know that he's bringing down this neshama. He has to have that in mind. And when he's das esedei l'mei racha, go far away, go to the olam elyon and bring down this neshama. So this shtickle was said in Rosh Chodesh Iyar, Tafresh Lamed Aleph. So that's why he's talking about Chodesh. V'nei b'chodesh v'shabbos shenimshach ischachus l'nevroim ki b'shabbos yesh gam ken aliyah v'ischachus l'chol davar pnimius aydei kei niftach b'chines tzura ki misham nemshachius aydei psichus hasherish kana l'kachi cholim b'yam emel l'stabi geser v'atzur shesherish chius hapnimius. If it's Shabbos and it's Rosh Chodesh, which are the times when God brings this newness into the world, this freshness into the world, you're going back to the source of existence, the source of being. Everything is Shav L'Shav, Shav is L'Shav. So then you can get to this world of Ischachus and renew your neshama and connect to the source and connect to the Tzura and get to the Kedem. Sfasem es Tofresh Lamed Hey Odom Ki Yiyeh. Adam ki yiyeh b'or b'sar seisus apachas v'beheres v'yabor b'sar l'neged saras v'uvel aron ha'koin el echad mibonav ha'koyhanim ki achar ha'cheta odom k'siv v'yas v'chulei k'soynes k'osnois or v'ushanitin lem masach v'hester v'chol dover k'moshisu b'zar ha'kodeshim m'moshcha d'chivya. So after the sin, man has this skin, which is a covering of everything, like it says in the Zohar HaKadosh, that it was given to him from the skin of the snake. V'or milashan iver, or is iver milashan being blind? What is the connection between being blind lo aleinu and skin? Shar chaytein yichon lahaker or mitach hacheshich. After sin, we cannot recognize the light from the darkness. After the sin, we're in this world of blindness. We don't see the emes. We're in the world of hester. And that's the or, that's the covering. And what we have to do is we have to get to the pneumius. We have to get beyond the veil. Where are the Nagoyim found? On this skin, on this covering. Because this covering is this world of Tumah. It's a world that blinds us. Dakin, the skin has these little holes. In the Ma'ayana Shel Torah, in this pasuk, in the name of the Sfasemis, he says, "Kishem she'er shel adam yesh bo nekvuvios ze'iros biltinos." We have tiny little holes in our skin that you can't see. She v'ida nichnas avir leguf, u'ba'ada nichnas avir leguf, u'ba'ada yosez zeh menaguf. That's where the sweat goes out, and that's where the air comes in. Kach gam bo'or abriya hester shel ativa achitzoni. So to the covering of the external nature that covers the truth of the world. Sometimes you can look through the window and you can see the Hashgacha Pratis. So we have in all of the klipas are the skin, we have in all of the klipas, we have this Nekuda Gnuza, we have the holes where you can see the depths, you can see what's really going on behind the veil. Right? But through the sins, these windows were closed, and that's why the Negayim come. These Negayim come on the skin to show you that you, this person, covered up the pnimius of the world, because it says that the word nega comes from sgiru. That's what the Targum says, because it closes you off from this light, from the light of creation. And when a person gets these negaim, it's a proof that he cut himself off from the light of creation, from the source of being. But the nega itself is supposed to heal you. It's supposed to show you that you're closed off. And this is a sign. It's a sign from God. It's like any pain. When a person has pain, it's a good sign. It shows you something is wrong. When you have a negative thought, it's a good sign. It shows you something is wrong in the way you're looking at the world. Originally, man had kosnos or with an aleph. He was all light. And then the aleph turned into an ayin. In the Torah of Rabbi Meir, it says with an aleph. Rabbi Meir was a Meir, he was living in the world of light, but we're sealed off from this light. Vina Xeris HaKosav, and that's what the Negoim teaches. The Xeris HaKosav She Tomasim Tarasim Ide Koin, the Pasuk says, Vuvel HaKoin, it's the Koin who does it. Ubishleim Ataranitim Atonalaran Kiel HaNegoim, Alki Negoim Boim Ali De Loshen Hara. So I understand that the Tyra is given to Aaron, because Negoim come from Loshen Hara, and Aaron was Oiv Shalom Roidiv Shalom, Achamad Tam Shia Betum Briyas Koin. I don't understand. If Aaron was an Oiv Shalom, Roidiv Shalom, but why does the Tumah come from the Riyas HaKoyin? Why Vara HaKoyin V'timei Oso? Tovayin Hu Yivorech, the Pasuk says. With a good eye, he's the one that's blessed. So why here is the curse of Tumah? Rakanal, no, Shenega Rafui. The coin's a doctor, it's telling you what's wrong, that's the Rafua. Kedisa Mitzurah Moitzi Rasha, Adayan Nega, Nimshe Harami, Pnimi Sadim Lachutz. It's coming out now. It's like when a person, lo aleinu, he eats something that doesn't agree with him and he vomits it out. Now it's coming out. It's good. It's a good sign. It's a good sign something when something is inside the body and now it's exiting. So this is coming out. It's exiting. Shaladiya nega nimshach harami pnimi sodim lachutz. Through the nega, the ra goes from inside the person to out. So explains in the parish of Kli Yoker, Ayin Sham. Another Mashalim is happy that he sees the shiflus. We'd rather have it on, come out and be on the inside of us. That's the worst. That the disease is on the inside. It's horrible. You need to have surgery. You need to cut the guy up to get it out. Here it comes out all by itself. It's gevaldik. The coin sees it. He calls it tameh. And now it's exiting the person's body. Now he can be pure. Uzara kadosh pirish vuvel akoin uchesed kel. It's the chesed of God. Mashkelish baruch chofetz l'tarus. God wants to be mitar you. Therefore, he takes the tum outside. A person has to accept it with love. By and through this, he comes to purity. So it's not just getting the nega; it's also accepting it with love. The tikkun is the koyen who is ish chesed, and this is a chesed that you know your disease, you know what's wrong, and now you can fix it. And that's what the pasuk says: v'huva el hakoyen. The Kohen is supposed to heal you. Okay, obviously there are many more Ma'amarim to do in Tazri and Tzara, so I hope Hashem should give us the Koach and the Moach, we should be able to continue. In the meantime, we'll bless ourselves, we should be Zorcha, Lil Modu Lamed, Lishma V'las, L'Kaim, it's called the Reis Amat, Rosa, Vihava, Main, Vihamein, Shalom, Shalom, sweetest and most beloved friends.